talk to Brittany before, putting me in a good mood.
Well, you know what? You're always in a good mood. I just want to see you a little agitated one time.
Well, I have to admit, I'm in a good mood, and there's nothing I can do about it. I'm out of control in a good mood.
You know, Dr. Braccio, when we decided we were going to talk about anger management, it reminded me about the old Saturday Night Live routine with John Belushi, where he talks about, "Do you suffer from hypertension?" And it got me thinking about my own anger, and I know that I get angry when I am actually mad about something else, probably that I did wrong, whether I'm not prepared for something or something else causes me to be angry as opposed to, you know, just being angry at whatever is in front of me.
Well, I think that's true. And I think a lot of times what people don't really realize even what anger is, Tony, they will basically behave like it's some foreign entity that somehow invades, or someone brings it on or brings it into them, and somehow they don't acknowledge that they control it and it belongs to them. And as a result, when circumstances occur, people get mad, they yell, they scream, they even hit and they do things, and it's just a lack of acknowledgement of the problem that you have, or that you even have a problem.
I can recall the times where I didn't get a grade that I wanted, or I wasn't making the money I wanted to make, or I didn't have the job I wanted. Something else would come up, or someone would say something, and I would get angry and snap. And the core, the root of why I was angry wasn't even at that person or at that situation. It was all this underlying stuff that I held in that kept me in an angry mood, if you will. Do you find that happens with a lot of people?
Well, I think it does, Tony, because when people erupt into anger, or they call it what you will, rage, getting feelings out, often it relates to other things in your life. If you're feeling put upon, you're feeling pressured, you feel you're not being treated fairly, you feel that people just don't recognize what you're trying to do in life. And then when things occur, it can be even be at a grocery store, it can be anywhere, you will all of a sudden get angry and overreact and say things that you don't even normally, you wouldn't normally say, but you do. And then when this comes out, people don't understand. Often people feel uncomfortable being around yourself. You then get angry at yourself for your behaviors, and often have no idea why you're angry. You just know you are angry, and then the anger gets mad about the anger, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and it just grows until you really run into people that are just, we call them just these angry, tipping around on eggshell type people to be around.
When my kids get angry, I notice that it's usually 99% of the time out of frustration. It's not necessarily because they didn't get what they wanted, but they are frustrated about how they're being talked to or how the situation is unfolding. And I found that either by distracting them or finding another way to address them, that hot button, whatever it is, I can get them to divert their anger, if you will.
Well, that's a good strategy, because what you're doing, you're recognizing the frustration triggers the trigger. It triggers the anger, and you're trying to find another approach, where to channel the anger, put something in that's going to diffuse the anger, if you will. Now, that's a good technique, Tony, and we all have to try to do that ourselves. Now, in this case, you're doing it to help your children, and I think it's good if we can help others diffuse anger. But in our own lives, it's important that we try to identify triggers, things that make us angry, get us going, and then try to eliminate those as triggers and try to put in their place more positive ways of dealing with things that are normally frustrating, if not even trying to get out of the situation completely that causes the frustration leading to anger.
Dr. Braccio, before we talk about the basic steps for controlling anger, I can remember many, many years ago when I would get frustrated at people on the road, and it wasn't road rage, but I'd get angry and probably say some words that I shouldn't have said. But I can recall this pastor. His name is Emerson Egriches. And I remember he told me the story that he was out on the road going somewhere doing the speed limit. And someone came up next to him and flipped in the bird and was swearing at him and pumping their fist. And it got me thinking, boy, I wonder if I have ever gotten angry needlessly, and if people saw me, you know, what they would think. And I, from that time on, it helped me dealing with, you know, those feelings that I got dissed out on the road. Well, what are other ways that we can control our anger?
Well, I first want to take that one you just did there, Tony. That's a good one for everybody to keep in their mind. If you've ever been treated a certain way, or you've seen somebody just going nutsy cuckoo in a behavior, and you might realize you've done the same thing, or you might do it, that's a good thing to put into check and say you're not going to do that, you know, recognizing how silly it is. But first of all, I think the first thing one has to do, they have to acknowledge they have an anger problem. And Tony, a lot of people that get angry, they just think that's the way they are. They think that's a normal thing. So you really have to, first of all, acknowledge, yes, I have an anger problem. Then you have to identify the triggers. What are the things that get you mad? You're going to find a lot of people that fight and argue, don't get along with people, have trouble at work. It's always over the same event. Maybe with a kaleidoscope, the event slightly changes or the circumstances, but it's the same thing. They'll be fighting over the same event, often thinking it's fairness, call it whatever you will. So you have to identify the triggers. Then you have to figure out what you're going to put in place when the trigger comes. Either put yourself away from the situation that causes the trigger, okay? And then after that, you have to, if it does occur, you have to start finding ways to deal with it. One good way is, it's called cognitive restructuring. You start rethinking. So if your wife were to say something to you that hurts your feelings or gets you mad, you have to realize that maybe that isn't the intent. You have to realize that if you really want to deal with this, saying you're a blank, blank, blank isn't going to help the situation. It's going to probably lead to more trouble. So you then just try to cognitively rethink, you restructure, you come up with new statements, you try to find new strategies, you know, that can be helpful. Additionally, you have to learn how to just relax, keep calm, thought-stopping. You stop these negative thoughts when they're coming in that can trigger anger, and you put in positive thoughts, and you just, like a baseball player, you kick out the ball, you know, with the bat, you throw the ball, your soccer, call it whatever you're playing, whatever you like, and use those strategies. They sound kind of funny, but these are the kinds of strategies that can really reduce the triggers, reduce the anger. And then on top of that, you want to even have a daily log of the things that happen, how you react, and every day trying to reduce the level of anger that you have, because everyone has the potential to be very angry. We see this in our office all the time, people that are just really angry, and then as you talk to them, you realize, see, their life is a little different than anyone else. It's just how they choose to deal with things, and a lot of times anger has been helpful for people, bullies, if you will, for a period of their life. It may work in terms of pushing people around, whether psychologically, physically, but there comes a time in life that bullying, using anger, first of all, it's going to hurt you physically and emotionally, destroy relationships, but you're going to be not only an unhappy person, you're going to have a lot of unhappy people around you and not wanting to be around you. So once you can start identifying you have a problem, start looking at what the anger problems are, where the triggers are, you then start determining that you're going to control this, you're going to try to eliminate the triggers, you're going to find compensating things to do when you're getting angry, when something's occurring, you're going to be doing cognitive restructuring in terms of making things into better statements, more positive statements. When you're going to work on relaxation, you're going to look at hypnosis, call it what you will, and just work on being the good guy as opposed to being the angry guy. If you can just start doing those things, and those sound like simple things, but they can be something that takes a long time to change in a person, because habits are things that develop over time, and we make a new habit by eliminating, eroding, destroying negative habits. That's what makes us effective people. And with anger, boy, is that an area that causes a lot of problems in millions of people's lives across the country. Too much anger, uncontrollable anger, and anger that just is really inappropriate.
How long does it take to break a bad habit, Dr. Braccio?
I think everyone is different to begin with, and a lot of it depends on how long the behavior has been in place, and also the results. Like, back on, since this is my wife and I's 36th wedding anniversary, I might add, you know, if you want to go to 37, if you want to go to 40, call it what you will, you're going to have to learn that there are going to be disagreements, things are going to be coming up. But anger is something that is a destructive passion. So what you have to do is work on something every day. And there are going to be things that can make you angry that you've developed habits over many years. Those that you've had for a very long time that make you angry, those are harder to change. And that's why in marriages, I'm using that as an example, where people really generally get along, but there are certain things that cause big issues. Those can take a while to work out. The smaller ones, of course, can be less. But if a person works at it, things can work. I've worked with people that can't get along at work. I mean, they've been in the same job for years, but they can't get along with people. And always seeing themselves as a victim, always seeing people not treating them fairly. And those are habits that are hard to change if they're ingrained, if you've had them over a lifetime. And if you begin identifying what they are, prioritizing what the issues are that get you mad, those that have your habits, if you will, and begin working a little bit at a time, then you can certainly make some major changes. And some can happen quickly, some can take longer. But I think in a lifetime, Tony, taming, if you will, the human being, taming passions, controlling anger, it is a lifelong goal. Not because everyone's always that angry, but it's a major goal to be in control of your passions, of your feelings, and be a good, caring, loving citizen and try to be good to other people. Well, and that, of course, can eliminate a lot of anger.
Well, Dr. Braccio, I've got about 30 seconds left. I found the thing that helped me deal with those times that I'd be angry is getting in the gym. I've been a gym rat all my life, and it seems like the more I work out, the less stresses and strains I have.
Well, I think that's a very good thing to do. Anything you can find that's an outlet that can help you reduce things that make you angry. Remember, in life, Tony, you're going to run into things that make you angry. That's a very normal human passion. Unfairness, injustice, people saying things that aren't true about you, call it what you want. Everyone runs into these situations. The question is, how do we deal with it? And part of it is taking control and never forgetting that your self-image is you.
Thanks, Dr. Braccio. I've got to run.
Always a pleasure, Tony.